Music critic Milo Miles is not really an old hippie, but he is a sympathizer. And so he was interested in the curious persistence of psychedelic rock and roll. He recently went to a show by a young head trip band, the Olivia Tremor Control, and has since tried to understand how these musicians connect with their audience at a time when drugs aren't such a part of the concert scene.
It's a pop music truism that every type of rock and roll exists in the 90s, and that no one style matters more than another. All that counts is sales, big or small, and audience, influential or out of it. But every audience is a philosophy at large in the land. One that has fascinated me for 30 years is what might be called the psychedelic crowd. Of course, the media focuses on this audience from time to time, mostly because it's assumed to be a bunch of dope fiends. I'm more interested in who are the people who enjoy rock music as a means to zany introspection, for the pleasure of whimsical sounds, and for catchy songs that are not directly concerned with relationships, crummy jobs, political injustice, and material goodies. For many years, the symbol of the psychedelic rock experience has been the huge outdoor tribal whoop, sponsored by bands like the Grateful Dead or Phish. The crowds who flock to such events are a mixture of charming and pathetic, and while I think people dismiss them too easily, the tribal whoopers are certainly not in touch with the times. But there's a quieter, more private kind of psychedelic rock that extends back to the mid-period Beatles and delightful 60s albums like Forever Changes by the group Love. It is this tradition that attracts young bands like Olivia Tremor Control of Athens, Georgia. Their recent second album, Black Foliage, is a head trip for today. Olivia Tremor Control songs are quick-changing, using heavy studio technology but few high-tech instruments. Pretty harmonies and a guitar hook give way to a squealing saxophone or a tape loop before a clarinet drone takes over. Some of the group's tunes are short, very short, short. And though connected moving parts make some tracks lengthy, there are no epic expositions. Mixing a whiff of the otherworldly with the everyday is part of Olivia Tremor Control's appeal. The material is goofy but smart, with a carefully worked out casual feel. That's also a good description of the sellout crowd at a recent Olivia Tremor Control show at the Middle East Club in Cambridge, Massachusetts. There were a few floppy hats and overalls and maybe a few more beards than usual, but this is music for the mainstream college crowd with a sensitive side. That fellow Beck is the tech trickster wizard of this bunch. Elliot Smith is the brooding poet. Olivia Tremor Control don't exactly run a tight ship. There's too much throwaway material on their records, too many lyrics about dreams and looking out windows, too many tracks that don't seem strictly necessary as songs. But at the Middle East, a love of playing with sound just poured out of guitarist and singer Bill Doss and the four other band members. The crowd pressed close to the stage like kids at a magic show. It's a healthy reminder that rock began as serious fun before it became a trip to the dark night of the soul or aggression with a leer. Olivia Tremor Control strive to keep their music trips friendly and light, sometimes clownish but rarely sappy. At the Middle East show, they obviously captured fans' hearts by making head music that depended on strong singing and well-blended harmonies rather than awesome instrumental technique or marathon solos. As ever, you start more dreams with pretty melodies and sweet voices than you do with hot chops and heavy concepts.
Milo Miles is music editor at Soundstone.com.